And it's now 26 to 12 as we talk track work from Flemington. How was your morning out at the track, Warren?
It was a fresh morning this morning, Nards, and there was actually a big set of jump outs last Friday also. The first eight were down the straight on the course proper, and then another 11, I think, from the 2,000-metre shoot start on the course proper. So a large number of horses having a serious hit out last Friday on the course proper, and almost half of them down the straight.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the key performances in those jump outs, because as you mentioned, there were some spring contenders who did line up. Who do you think were the ones we can really follow with a heck of a lot of interest?
Well, not for this weekend, but Haydock looked outstanding. He looked back to his best, and we know that his best is very good, so he's likely to go to the Carline Stakes, I think, later in the month at Moonee Valley first up. So he looks to be progressing really well, as does Tony Nicone, who's had a little freshen up from the Hayes Dabney stable. He was so impressive on debut, but he just had a little break since then. But he looked to have maintained a good deal of fitness, and he's going to chime in, I think, to target some of the better three-year-old races in the weeks ahead. So not for this weekend, but I thought Haydock and Tony Nicone were two of the standouts. And then for horses that are going to race at Flemington on Saturday, Illumicon, who was so good winning at Sandown first run as a gelding, looks to have come through that race well. He trialled down the straight and went sensational. To have a look down the straight, he can go to benchmark 70, which you would think he'd have at his mercy going into Flemington on Saturday, how good he appears to be in a benchmark 70 level. But I think he might clash with Gold Mag, who looks to be a really smart horse too. So that benchmark 70 could be one of the highlights of the day. And for a benchmark 90 down the straight, Prezzato had a tick over jump out, and he's going really well, and he's a high-quality horse. So I think Illumicon and Prezzato from the jump outs for horses heading to Flemington on Saturday are going to be right in the mix.
All right, so there's some that we can definitely be watching with interest. Also, Barthelona, he worked well this morning?
He did. He's a nuggety little horse, and he's holding his condition well. He just hasn't had a lot of luck at his last few. At Flemington, for a couple of runs in a row, he just dominated 1,400-metre races and was well supported and was able to just ride the speed and kick away. And he's just got stuck in behind them away from Flemington at his last couple. I think deep enough into a preparation, the query would be how much more petrol is left in the tank. But his work was really sharp this morning, and back to Flemington's really going to suit him on Saturday. So I'm not dropping off Barthelona. I think he's still got more racing in him. His work this morning was terrific.
And what about his stablemate Strikeforce?
Well, he hasn't had a lot of luck either at his recent couple of runs. He's going to get over further, but he's going really well. And he worked solidly this morning with the stablemate and was really strong to the line. So I'm certainly not dropping off Strikeforce either. He hasn't had races run to suit to him, and he's virtually right at his top now, about to produce a peak run, I think, for this campaign. And I think he's a horse that can probably go around at reasonable odds, but can run well. So worth keeping in mind probably for Trifecta's first fours if people are thinking of playing that way in the race that Strikeforce lines up in.
Godolphin have got Sergeant, who worked strongly this morning.
Gee, the team's flying too. Melbourne and Sydney at the weekend, and Kemantari arguably unlucky, but a number of other horses just running absolutely to their best. And he's a really exciting prospect, I think. A recently turned three-year-old Sergeant, and he worked sharply with a stablemate and really strong to the line over the last couple of 100 metres. So he's held on, or I suppose trained on well would be a good description, from a dominant maiden victory last start. And he looks to be a really exciting horse. Don't think he could have worked much better this morning.
Okay, so that's Sergeant, a huge tick. And Chris Waller had Overstep go through his paces.
Yeah, a lot of his horses have what I'd term maintenance gallops rather than anything else. And Overstep, who's just been kept ticking over since that win at Flemington back to 1,200 metres last start. She looked terrific, just nice steady work over 1,000 metres, and very similar work from the Avenger, two horses from the Waller stable that just did similar work, working off from the 1,000-metre mark, still working in the clockwise direction. Might be the last week of doing that this morning on the steeplegrass on a Tuesday morning. And both horses just at the top of their game, kept ticking over and worked home nicely. The one from the Waller stable that really excited me a bit this morning was Jaminzar, who just really dashed up his last 400 metres, and he loves Flemington, and I don't think he's really suited being away from Flemington in recent times. So getting back to Flemington on Saturday is really going to suit Jaminzar. Certainly from the Waller-trained horses, he was the sharpest late.
Okay, so he gets a bit of a tick heading towards the weekend. And Josephine C?
Another one that's due for a change of luck, now. She hasn't had a lot of it in recent times. She's been going around in those Phillies races, now an older mare, but we're lucky in running it played a really big part, and she was getting none of it. So Look, she's just holding together really well. Just stepped out over 800 metres this morning and quickened up a little bit the last 400 metres. So, look, she's at the top of her game and due for a change of luck. She doesn't have any edge on her opposition, I don't think, but she's probably going a little bit better than her form card suggests. And one from the Snowden camp, who was terrific winning first up in Brave Song in a slowly run race but showed good fight. He's come through that race really well and might even go to the feature race, the Ori Star, on Saturday. He had a nice gallop this morning also. So he's ready to take a step, I think, up to that stronger grade in a race like the Ori Star. And his work this morning was terrific.
OK, so who are the key horses from Flemington?
Well, I'd put Brave Song in that category from the Snowden Camp Nards. I think from the jump outs last Friday, Illumicon and Prezzardo were clearly the standouts of horses that are going to race at Flemington on Saturday. Barcelona, I'm giving him a chance to improve. I think Jaminza from the Wallace stable likely to go round at odds and going to appreciate getting back to Flemington.
OK, Warren, thank you kindly.
Thanks, Nads.
There's Warren Huntley and his report of track work.